CMS school psychologist Brent Croker likens a school to a human body.
Ligaments, joints, and tendons.
That's how you would classify yourself.
Yeah, I help the muscles to move in the school.
Those muscles, he says, are the teachers. There are about 4,000 fewer of them in public schools across the state compared to just 5 years ago. But some of those ligaments, joints, and tendons have also been cut.
It used to be full-time in one school. Several years ago, they did a reduction in force. It essentially cut the number of school psychologists more than in half.
Croker now splits his time between Winding Springs Elementary in North Charlotte and one other nearby school. CMS did hire counselors to take over the psychologist workload, but still a lot falls to administrators, like Winding Springs Principal Penny Presley and her team.
When it comes to assessing students and then following up with families in the medical community and getting them the additional assistance they need, you know, we need those folks who are out there in the trenches and who have that background and understand, you know, what these children need.
CMS wants Mecklenburg County to pay an extra $3.7 million to fund four more school psychologists, three social workers, and 33 counselors. State money for support positions like these has fallen 8% over the past 5 years. Winding Springs used to have a social worker, but now the school's counselor, Mikkel Morton, does that work too.
If I had a social worker, that would help do more of the home visits to deal with, like, attendance issues, things going on in the home, helping people get resources that they need in the community.
Only about 40 CMS schools have social workers. That's half the number that did 5 years ago. But now, like most CMS schools, Winding Springs has a full-time nurse. That was something Mecklenburg County commissioners decided last year was important to fund. So far, teacher raises have dominated this year's budget talks. Commissioners don't want to pay for something that's usually the responsibility of the state. They may have the same concerns with these support positions. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.